Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Cronk and the Bro.
All right. Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Another installment. This is going to be a cool one, I think. Fun one.
Well, it's a perfect time of year, I think, for this topic.
Yep. Summertime.
You got it. My favorite time of year, if I'm being honest.
I think I'm probably mine as well.
Think so? You're not like a winter boy at heart?
Well, I do like the winter stuff, but I mean, obviously my birthday's in July, so I'm biased, I guess, based on birthday alone.
There you go.
That's my summer bias.
I'm a little jealous that you have a summer birthday.
It was great growing up because...
I know. I want to do all the fun, like, outdoorsy activities for my birthday, but yeah. I'm spring.
Yes. I mean, it was a great equalizer with everything, just having it in summer, because even if it was on a Monday, it was still summer. There's no school.
Doesn't matter.
You know, you could still have fun. I mean, you know, obviously, like, it would be better if it was, like, on a Saturday, because then it was
Weekend birthdays are definitely the best.
And mine's on July 1st, so obviously the 4th of July is, like, pretty much right next to it. So. Yep,
and we just passed your birthday.
I know, we did, so. Yep.
Happy birthday from everyone out there.
Thank you. 35, yep, 35.
Wow, so. Halfway to 40 through this decade.
Man, yikes.
Yikes. I'm just glad that you're going to get there first, honestly.
I mean, all the 30s are the same, so everyone's like, oh, you feel different from 33 to 35? It's like, no, it's the same.
I know.
It's the same thing.
No, I know. You're so zen about birthdays and getting older. It's so freaking annoying. Well, like, it just rolls off your back. Like, no problem. Just another year.
Yeah. I think, like, when when I hit four, the 4-0 hits, that might be like, okay, like, yeah, you're getting better.
But we better be doing something really fun when I hit 4-0 because, woof.
We'll do some stuff.
I'm not going to be happy about hitting that number.
It's a big number, but yeah. But at least, you know, everyone was always having fun too around my birthday, and like people doing cool stuff. So, you know, I was definitely spoiled because of it when I was younger.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, do you have a favorite like throwback memory?
Well, there was one year where we had my birthday, and there was a family reunion, and there was a 4th of July party. So there was literally, I kid you not, there was literally like 5 or 6 days in a row where there was like cake. I ate cake like 5 or 6 days in a row for like five different cakes and all that stuff. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. Like my parents got me a cake for my birthday, and then like 2 days, you know, a day later it was like my aunt, and then the day before the day after that was like a reunion, and then the day after that was the 4th of July. So it's like, I forget how the exact sequencing went, but it's basically like 5 days of parties and cakes, like all, you know, right after one another.
It's great.
It was pretty awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Summer camp was fun too.
Of course.
Just like capture the flag. I haven't played that obviously since I was like probably 9 or 10 years old. Perfect game for me. Stretch across the campgrounds. You had to be sneaky and just run. That was like perfect for me. So all sorts of sports. You know,
all kinds of
summer sports are fun, like obviously swimming and all that is big. But how about you?
Well, I mean, you know, if we're talking about summer sports, I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you and your friends.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I love a good competition just as much as the next person. And you and I are the same in that way.
Yeah.
But we played Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh.
With your friends, you know what I'm talking about now. So,
yeah,
you know,
all right.
Frisbee is not my game. Very few things sports-wise that I'm like stellar at. I'm not a natural athlete, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you and your friends were playing like flag.
Ultimate Frisbee,
right.
I remember this. In Randall's Island, I remember this.
So I joined in because I thought it was just going to be like a casual hang and like tossing the Frisbee around. And your super competitive flag football friends were like, okay, so now you have to keep a spike seltzer in your hand, so you only have one hand to play with. And like, I was bad at the Frisbee game anyway.
Yeah.
And now I have one hand that I have to, now it's like a drinking game, and it's a hyper competitive.
Running, yeah.
And also, they were just like hyper competitive about it, like frustrated that like I was dropping the frisbee. Well, let me put my spiked seltzer down and stop this like absurd game.
It is absurd. The ultimate frisbee itself is very back and forth, and we also it was a bad combination ship because we were playing with basically like three or four on each team, which is you need like more than that.
It's not
a 3v3 game. And then obviously like for ultimate frisbee, if you're playing a real ultimate frisbee game, you don't have something else in your hand. It's like you need two hands for that.
You need to be able to do the sandwich.
Well, you don't do the sandwich.
What do you mean you can't do the sandwich?
You just grab it with one hand, but you want your other hand to balance. You do the sandwich because that's how you catch frisbees. You want to just...
Why can't I catch a frisbee like a sandwich?
You can. You can, but it limits, you know, your catching radius.
What do you mean? Then it's more like locked in because I got two hands on the frizz.
That just doesn't work like that, Cron.
What do you mean it doesn't work like that?
You want to have like a hand stretched out, like, you know, so that way like you can have like a whole box of catching radius so you can catch it with one hand. If you have two hands, you have to just like take it everywhere with you. You have to be like, you know, a clock that's like always on the exact, you know, hour or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but this... Like, it's so easy to just drop out.
But you have to run, too. So, like, one of your arms is going to be swinging back, and you have to stretch. Like, it's not... The sandwich is not, you know, that's not what you want for Ultimate Frisbee.
Listen.
The one-on-one, Ultimate just Frisbee being casual, game, sandwich all the time. But and casual, then the White Claw was... The White Claw added was not...
Ridiculous. You know. The casual Ultimate Frisbee game that then turned into like the freaking Olympics over there on Randall's Island.
The White Claw Olympics.
Never again. I like your friends. They're very nice, but I will not be participating in their crazy sports anymore.
That's because, and I admit, like, I wasn't a fan of it either because I'm not a fan of running with alcohol in your system.
Yeah.
It's not a good combo. It's not a good combo.
Also, not even like alcohol in your system. Alcohol in your hand. Like spiked seltzer in your hand.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain games you can get away with that from like playing cornhole because you're just standing still.
It's,
you're not running.
It's a drinking game.
Right.
Yeah. But this wasn't meant to be like a drinking game. We were just like getting exercise in the park.
And God forbid you can't do your sandwich frisbee catch. I mean, wow.
Excuse me. Your friends were setting me up for failure because I can't. Please. You think I'm coordinated enough for that? Come on.
clearly, if you think the sandwich catch is the way to go in Ultimate Frisbee, then it's the wrong game and the wrong combination
of
stuff.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not an expert in Ultimate Frisbee.
I'm not either. But I just know that you want to have one hand to catch. Not a big deal. Not your bag. But
it's not my bag.
We stopped the game, so it's not a big deal. We played for a little bit, but I remember that. It's sports night's fun. We do the sports night on Randall's Island, basically. And that happened to be one of the games of that night. White Claw Ultimate Frisbee.
They are a fun group of people, but I will say that they take their casual sports very seriously.
Yeah.
So I have to be mindful what I say yes to participating going forward.
It makes them good flag football teammates, but sometimes when you want to chill and relax, it's not always, you know, you want them to cool off a little bit, but yeah. All right, well, I mean, you know, it was still fun. You know,
it was fun, but
please tell me about fun stuff. You know,
what do you mean?
You got fun stuff. I hope, right?
Of course, I have fun.
Okay,
stuff.
Okay, I want to hear some funny stories.
Funny
summer stuff.
Funny summer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
absolutely.
My cousin and I, my family had a cottage on a lake growing up, and we would, my grandma would get nervous when we were on the jet ski. And so in our little bit of like mischievous spirit, we would like, there's a certain way you can like turn the jet ski really sharply and like throw the passenger off.
Yep.
And so,
oh my gosh.
And now this wasn't when like other boats were around. It wasn't ever like in a super dangerous situation, but you know, definitely a little bit mean and a little bit evil because I would like throw my cousin off the jet ski, like right in front of our dock. So my grandma would say, it's so mean. But she knew we were, like, joking about it.
Wow.
What? Too much?
Wow.
Well,
just because it was fun to be mean and to throw your cousin off. To not only
throw
your cousin off.
I wasn't being mean,
but also to
though.
Make your grandmother nervous.
Well, you know, we were young. So, you know, maybe not the best decision to make grandma nervous. But she knew that we were being safe. She knew that we weren't like putting ourselves in danger. Yeah. I would never put her in danger. I know it's a very serious thing, but you know, oh, I have another one. One time we pulled pranks. Is all I can say.
Pranks, huh? I want to hear pranks. Go ahead.
You want to hear pranks?
What pranks did you pull?
Okay. Well, the cottage only had one bathroom, and so that always made my grandmother nervous. And I think it would make anybody nervous, right? Like you clog the toilet or whatever.
Yeah,
you do something to the one toilet.
If you're a guest, that's your worst nightmare. If you clog the host toilet.
Yeah, I've been there too. Like you go into a restaurant and there's only one toilet, and you're like, oh God,
yeah,
what now?
Yeah.
So we were like driving down the hill, and like we lived right next to like a community beach that had a porta potty. As there was no public toilet, it was just a porta potty. And so I was like, Grandma, I'm really sorry, but like our toilet's actually not working.
Oh my God.
And so I pointed to, I was like, we have to use that all weekend. Oh my God. She's freaking out.
How long? Now here's how evil it is. How long did you go without telling her?
Oh, like seconds. Like
okay, that's fine. That's fine.
She went like 30 seconds to a minute, and then we told her.
Okay, good. That's because if you stretch that out too long, it's evil. It's very.
My cousin was in on it, and so you know we told her like within a minute.
Okay, all right.
No, I wouldn't have gone.
You don't want that to go too long because then that's not.
Yeah, she'd be like, turn around. I'm done here. I'm going home.
I would have too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what do you got over there for fun summer stories?
So, fun summer stories for sure. I just remember we had an in-ground pool. Well, nice. above ground pool.
Right. That's what I thought.
Above ground pool, having like birthday parties there as a kid.
Nice.
Jumping in. And actually, an above-ground pool, they're easier to make whirlpools.
Mm-hmm.
So we did this a lot when I was younger. Like, we'd have, like, four or five people going, and we'd do, like, the quick spin. And like, we got some pretty legit, like, whirlpools going.
Yeah.
You know? Now, to make people nervous, some of my friends came over, and there was, like, we had, you know, decks, like, elevated decks to match the above-ground pool. Some of my friends were walking along like the railings and the beams and jumping into the above ground pool.
Oh no!
Because
that is not good.
We had like a small like you know I guess oval. Not oval. I guess it's kind of like one archway of where you could jump in the pool, but you couldn't jump in the other side. You had to just climb over, you know, because it extended out to the grass. But a couple of my friends were little daredevils. They ended up being like the skateboarding kids, and you know, growing up.
You always have like that. That group when you're like, oh group, yeah, I'll like just jump. The daredevils, right?
Yeah, they, and that's no surprise. They turn into like the skateboarding kids who like, you know, these kids grew up. They had casts on their hands in middle school and high school, and they just skateboard and all that stuff, and they get into it. But they were ballsy. I would never like jump off a railing to like get into someone's pool. I jumped off the diving board.
No,
but, like, that's about
so
it.
Dangerous.
Yeah, I never had the daredevil side in me, at least in terms of like extreme sports, but. But this is a recent one, and this is an homage to, I guess, how cool my friends were in New York City and how dedicated they are. So it started off as a disaster because I think you remember this. This is one of my fondest memories about like props to my New York City friends. So we're in Long Beach, and do you remember the food carts?
I do.
All right.
I do remember.
So I combined food cart wise. Remember, this is a horrible combination. I don't ever recommend this. I had a lobster roll and I had a burrito.
Yes. Oh my God.
Both from food cart vendors. Cause they had these food cart vendors, and like we had gone to Long Beach before and we had never seen these vendors. So I was like, all right, I'm going to pounce on this. I'm going to get both the lobster roll, and I'm going to try the burrito, you know? Cause normally we go to restaurants where we bring our own stuff to the beach, which is cool. But I was like, I'm going to combine both of them. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the next day, because that was at the end of the night, or more towards the end of the day. The next day was my birthday. And the World Cup was on, and we were going to, I invited a bunch of people to come to the beer garden to watch the games outside. You remember this too.
It was so hot.
It was one of the hottest days of the summer. And a lot of people, like I would say half the guest list were just like, it's way too hot, we can't go, you know. And then not only was it super hot, I wake up and I'm throwing up on my birthday. And all I'm thinking about now, so the thing sad. Is it was the World Cup too, so like some of the games started at like 11 a.m. I forget. I'm already forgetting the location of the last World Cup. It was in Russia. I think it was in Russia. I'm gonna get this wrong.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The last World Cup, the 2018 World Cup. I think it was in Russia. So the times were odd or whatever. The first game was like at 11 a.m. or maybe it was at noon. Even still, it was still hot out. It was in the morning. Half of my friends already canceled, but still a bunch of people came. To not only was the hottest day of the year, but I was like throwing up. I threw up in one of the corners of the beer garden, like behind a plant. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
So I basically was like, I was walking towards like where we're gonna sit, and I'm like, no one was around. I just let it out behind like a plant or whatever.
Well, you were
feel
like
back to the janitor.
You were like green that day.
Yeah, I was green.
You were like turning colors. People were trying to buy you drinks, and you're like, no, thank you.
I know.
No,
and,
thank you.
And this is how champ my friends are. My New York City friends were, not only do they come to watch the World Cup on the hottest day of the year, they also, RIP, Studio Square.
I know.
RIP. Great spot. They kind of lied to me about the cover and charging people,
yes.
Which made me feel worse. Now I'm sick, you know. Now I'm asking people to come to the hottest day of the year. I'm telling people, oh, I think it's like a $5 cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was ended up being, I think it was a knockout round game, or to World Cup wise, it's like knockout rounds, like the final 16. I think it was a knockout stage day. So the bar was like, oh, it's going to be $20 cover, $15, $20 cover.
It was like $15.
So now my friends are buying, now my friends are paying a cover to go into the hottest day of the year, and I'm green faced sick, not really drinking, you know? I mean, I bought everybody
and
beers, but
we were outside for like a hot minute until we were like, we're going to die out here.
And then
we had to go inside.
The nail in the coffin was why, like, my New York City friends are cool. One of them, I was surprised. She was like, one of my friends was pregnant.
Yes.
And she
I remember that.
She showed up. I was like,
rallied. She rallied.
That's rallying. That's rallying. I could not believe it. I'm like, I understand, like, your husband shows up, but like, why are you here? I shouldn't even be here, and you have more than enough reason to not be here on the hottest day of the year.
Yep.
With all that shit combined, but hey, props to my New York City friends for coming out. It was a train wreck birthday for me, based on the night before of combining a burrito and a lobster roll.
Never again.
At Bender Cart. You just can't combine the two. Just can't combine the two.
You also like gambled a little bit on like the food truck, like
that was a gamble.
Cleanliness.
Each of them individually.
Maybe it was like old fish or old meat.
I'm sure.
You know, like, or it was too hot. It was left out or something.
It might have been I'm sure it was the lobster. Because usually the burritos are fine. I think it's the fish.
It could have been bad meat, though.
It could have been bad meat, but I think most people who get food poisoning, it's fish based.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
That's a debate for everyone else, but I feel like it was the lobster, but I don't know. It was a crazy story, but it was a nice reminder. I'm like, wow, my friends are pretty cool to like do all that and still come.
Started as a summer fail, but then you redeemed yourself because you yourself rallied through that day.
Yeah, I did end up drinking like towards the end of the day. I'd have like a couple beers at the end.
But I was
drinking water the whole time.
You did like tons of water
rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I felt about. My friends were like, Patrick, are you okay? Like you said it too. Like I was green.
No, you were like turning colors.
And
you
were like
blue, green.
Yeah.
Your lips had no color in them. Your skin had no color. Ugh. Like you were not doing well that day.
And that was the worst day to be outside.
I know. And it was your birthday too, no less.
Well, I just felt bad. I didn't want to cancel like the morning of. I'm like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm not showing up. Like, oh, you know, but.
Yeah. I mean, people would have understood, but. Kudos to you for rallying.
It was still still like fun, but you know, it's crazy. Yeah, but that was a summer fail for me, but still a cool story.
Yeah.
But how about you?
Well, I have a summer fail that does not involve me, but I witnessed it, and I just have to share it because it's just too good not to.
I always love good stories.
So I used to do, you know, Shakespeare over the summer in Worcester, Massachusetts, and it's not particularly a town that is like, you know, it's kind of like a blue-collar town, and the people are interesting. There is a really nice, like, downtown. There is an art scene, but there are definitely people.
It's a dive area, dive bar, kind of.
Yeah. There are people who were, like, straight up, they said to me, "You're doing Shakespeare in Worcester, and people come see it?" Like, they were serious. Like, They were dead serious that they were shocked that people actually, like, came out to see Shakespeare in Worcester, Massachusetts. So is like the clientele we're talking about here, like those people, right? Like the people who go to the dive bar and they don't go
the regulars. Beyond. They know all the bartenders.
They don't go beyond their dive bar in terms of like cultural activities, right?
Yeah.
So this one woman, I'm like overhearing her. She's like, "I'm so hot, so freaking hot," you know. So she's trying to like get cool by this air conditioner, right? And you know she's a curvy woman. I'm not judging anybody. I'm a curvy woman too. But, you know, certainly. And she had one of those like tube top, like maxi dress things. So I saw her and she was like getting fed up with how hot she was. Like she was inside. She wasn't getting cool. She was outside. She wasn't getting cool. She was literally like standing right in front of the air conditioner. Mm. Right. And so then at a certain point, she just got fed up with how hot she was. And so she pulled the top of her dress down and, like, wiped the sweat under her titty and was, like, free-tittying it to this shit. AC, you know, to cool off for, like, a couple seconds and then pulled her shirt back off.
Oh, my gosh. So you witnessed this live.
Oh, I witnessed it live, yeah. I had a front
and she
row.
Just, she didn't even blink. She just did
she
it.
She didn't give any Fs.
Yeah.
She did not care that she just flashed everybody who was in sight of her titty air conditioner incident. I was just like in shock though. I was like, wow, that really just happened in public. Yeah. Like, of course, like you get swamp ass, right? Do you get swamp ass?
Yeah, everyone Men? Does.
Everybody gets swamp ass, right? But I mean, women get sweaty titties. We've talked about
sweaty
this already.
Sweaty titties, that's so
I mean, you get sweaty balls. We get sweaty titties. Yes. It's a thing that happens.
We all sweat.
And trust me, there is nothing better than taking that shit off at the end of the day when it's a really, really hot day.
Yeah.
But I would never think to do that in public.
No, you like, go into the bathroom. You could probably go in the bathroom in one of the stalls and do it. Yeah.
So, I mean, just I don't natural know. Like, movement for good her. For her that she didn't care. I mean, it's strange. I'm not gonna lie. It's pretty strange. It's stuck in my mind all these years. It's like, wow, that was the most. Crazy
that image
thing.
That image lasts.
Like, oh, yeah.
You're not undoing that.
Yeah, no. Especially, you know, Casbah, which is not there anymore.
The Casbah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Casbah. But that's that so was funny. That was the local.
That's a good funny story.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's awesome.
Can't beat the Worcester lady. Can't make her too pretty hot.
And you know what? The fact that she didn't care about doing that tells me one of two things.
Yeah.
She's probably done that before you before that happened.
100%.
And she's probably done that since. She's probably done it again.
She's, where do you think she's doing it now?
She's probably at the same bar.
No, Casbah is closed.
Oh, it's closed?
I know. R.I.P. Just like Studio Square.
Yeah. Yeah, in Astoria. Yeah. All right. Well, whatever bar she's at.
A different.
I'm sure she's got. Bar. I'm sure she's got her local dive spot that she's loyal to. And
yeah, I do hope that she's like doing that at like the post office and stuff, though, too. Like, I mean, if she's doing it at the bar, maybe she's also doing
it
at like
at the post office. Some
regular old like errands, like CVS and
hey, who knows?
You know,
whatever. She's the master of her domain. Obviously, she doesn't care. So that's pretty great. That's a great summer story.
Yeah.
Just natural. She didn't even blink.
No, like you said, that's like great. I love that you said that she's been doing it and she's probably done it since. Like, that's so accurate.
Probably.
Yeah, no, I believe you. I can definitely see that based on
until
the
she gets arrested. Until she gets arrested for it.
Right. See?
Then she might
until
not.
There's money involved and there's a fine involved, then maybe that'll be what stops her.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, most people, I'm sure, would just go into the bathroom and like get a paper towel and just like wipe underneath, but not her. She owns it. She owns that place.
Nope. Well, do you have any other summer fails you want to share before we move on to our game?
Summer fail. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's tough to top that one. Plus, that one was pretty recent too. That was only like a few years. That was only a couple few years ago. That's my most recent summer fail. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other summer fails. I don't know. But I just.
You really can't beat that one, I think.
Yeah, that one sticks out, that was just a tornado of shit that was like, how is all this combined? Most summers is great, you know?
Oh, I know. And like, we always do a lot of fun things in summer. So the summer fails are few and far between, honestly. You know what?
I will confess to this. This I'm going to call a summer fail. And we've spoke about this once, maybe like years ago, because since we moved in together and all that, it's changed drastically.
Okay.
You could not believe that I only had a fan in my bedroom.
Oh my God. Yeah. You lived in a New York City apartment without an air conditioner.
Yeah. I had one in Great. The living room, but I didn't I only had like a small fan that basically like my strategy for those of you who are interested. My strategy was New York City gets hot. So my strategy was when I went to bed, I just had a fan just blasted at me directly. And so I didn't have an air conditioner in my room.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I am tolerant to the heat a little bit. Like, you definitely are. Am.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of when I combine a burrito and a lobster roll. Outside of that, I'm pretty tolerant to the heat. But, yeah, you could not believe that I survived New York City summers sleeping with just a fan blasting me.
And I tried it several times with you. I'm like, this is miserable. We have to go to my apartment where there's an air conditioner.
Yeah, which is fair. It's crazy.
You're just blowing hot air. At a certain point, like, you're not getting, the fan is not doing anything. It's just blowing hot air in your face. Like, you're just like sitting in your own sweat. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's muggy. Like, on those like 9,900 degree days, like, oh man, what is a fan going to do for you?
Yeah. Truly. No, it's fair. And the fan was good. It's a good like little fan. I mean, it was like a medium, I guess I'd say a medium-sized fan. But yeah, that was kind of looking back at it now, air conditioner is the way to go
if you have air conditioner life. Like, can you imagine just sleeping with a fan now?
If I had to do it, I would probably pull it off. But if I have the choice, of course, I'm never going back to that lifestyle. That was a different lifestyle. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, because then I got cocky because the air conditioner was pretty good in the living room. And I'm like, okay, I got most of it in the bedroom, and I can just put a fan pointed right at me because I'm only going to be on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hanging out in my bedroom.
Right.
So that was my theory. It's like, oh, it's just gonna blast me directly. I don't have to worry about any other corner of the room getting cold or warm, whatever. So, but yeah, that was interesting. And you were like, nope, this won't sustain.
I was in shock because you do have the one in the living room, so you have like a taste of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, like it's nice and cool. Because that's the contrast of that too. Like going from having an air conditioned living room to then going to a bedroom where there's just like
one fan,
no air. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that's another fail of mine that I have to confess to. But
like, would you live there for like 6 years with no air conditioner? 6 New York City summers?
I think so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think there might have been. Yeah, because I'm trying to think. I lived in New York City, two different apartments before we met. So I'm trying to think of if I had like the oscillating fan combined with the other fan. But I think I just had like. Mostly my bedroom, just a fan. And the air conditioner's in the other rooms.
I give you credit, but hell no. Yeah. Hell to the no.
Yeah.
I'm also just so miserable when I'm hot. Like,
no, it's fair.
I just wouldn't be able to survive it.
A lot of people.
Be like, take all my money, it's fair. Swipe it.
A lot of people, it's normal. Like, normal people are supposed to feel that way. Like, I'm really too hot right now. That's fine. Like, I shouldn't, you know. Sometimes it's a bad thing. I don't realize until other people are like, it's really hot here. I'm like, oh, it is?
Yeah.
You know? It's not always great to be tolerant of hot weather because it's not.
No, not when you have guests.
No, you got to be respectful of the guests.
Yeah.
Which I also wasn't on my birthday because I was puking and I was,
it's fine. Sick. That was unexpected.
Yeah.
It's not purposeful.
I know. It's just funny. It's crazy. Yeah. So. But yeah, So those are my fails for sure, and you witnessed them. So
yeah. Well, I think it's time to roll into our game. What do you think?
All right, I think it's time. Our 4th of July summertime edition.
Yeah, so we're going to revive our game, This or That. And so we'll have two answers, and we're doing a total of five each.
Five This is and That's.
Yep. And I would say for this game, the key to this game is the first thing that comes to mind will be your answer. You have like 5 seconds tops to answer.
So it's going to be rapid fire style. So, you know, for those that haven't heard it before, you're going to give me 5 This or That's. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to give you 5 This or That's. We're going to do the honor code. We're going to try to guess which one the other person's choices will be, either this or that. And then we'll tally and see who comes the victor.
Why don't you go first?
All right. Okay. This or that, Kronk.
All righty.
Beach or lake?
Beach.
Margarita or vodka soda?
Vodka soda.
Jet ski or boat?
Jet ski.
Cake or ice cream?
Oh, ice cream.
Slide or diving board?
Slide.
4 out of 5, ladies and gentlemen. I got Kronk 4 out of 5.
Those are tough, though. Those are tough. Like, I got you. I totally would choose boat some of the time. I do love cake. Damn. And so, I do love lakes.
I know. So the last time, this is like much better. Last time I only got you 2 out of 5. This time I got you. I almost got 80. I got an 80 out of 100 on this one.
I almost swept it. Oh, okay.
Bring it on, Kronk. What do you got?
All right. Would you rather clean a fishing boat or clean a bar, like a public bar?
Clean a fishing boat.
Would you rather have sunburned feet or back?
Sunburned feet.
Would you rather play lacrosse with no cup or no shirt?
No cup.
Would you rather sunbathe nude or go streaking?
Go streaking.
Okay. Would you rather ride a merry-go-round for 8 hours or would you rather ride a roller coaster for 8 hours?
Probably ride a roller coaster for 8 hours.
Dang. I also got 4 out of 5.
God damn.
The only one I got wrong was the lacrosse and cup.
Okay, so let's unpack this because
clearly had some fun ones in there for you, huh? Yeah,
clearly we had two different mentalities during this or that. I was trying to make mine focused on like summertime stuff.
Mine is focused on summertime stuff too.
I mean, a little bit. Streaking versus sunbathing nude.
Sunbathing has to do with summer. Playing lacrosse, you do that in the warm weather. Sunburns, you only get in summertime. Fishing boat.
Yeah,
that's summertime. Merry-go-round and roller coasters, I'm thinking carnival.
You got a lot more gruesome and summer raunchy carnivals than I did. I gave you some like friendly ones, I guess.
Well, I had to like keep you on your toes.
Sunbathe versus streaking.
I know that was my favorite one. I think.
You got to go streaking because it's a shorter time of being.
I knew you were going to say
nude
that.
Nude in public.
Knew it.
Sunbathing nude. That sounds awful.
Have you ever done it?
No. I've never gone streaking either.
I've sunbathed topless before.
Oh, look at you. Scandalous, Kronk. Was this in Europe or was this in America?
This was in Europe. Yeah.
In Europe, shocker.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in France.
Oh, of course, France. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's very common there. Like,
it's what they do. Just
what they do. Just but pull I will out, say, it's not pull feel great out. When the titties get sunburned. I will say, it's oh, not. Man. I don't frequent.
Does it get hot there in France?
Well, I went in the summertime, so.
Oh, went during their summer.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And usually the titties don't see the light of day, so they're pale. So they get burnt they get contrasted easily.
Contrasted colors, yeah. Man, that sounds. I don't know. That sounds awful.
I mean, like, it is partially liberating, right? But it's also, like, ouch. After the sunburn kicks
in. Yeah, if you gotta get... Yeah, so another one of your evil ones was feet versus back, which is another... That was a good toss-up. Feet... feet's brutal because if you like art, if you just like tap your foot up and down, you know, you can feel like, you know, at the base of your, at the top of your foot and the base of your shin or whatever,
right,
your leg, that's when you really feel it, when you have to like bend and joints and all that stuff.
And that was based on true events because you got a really bad foot burn last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seemed like the whole summer your feet were prone to burning.
Yeah.
So I was curious if that was worse.
No, yeah, because I have this stupid hairy strip on my foot. It's like, now some people have feet covered, but like I have this weird hairy strip, and like, I don't know. Well, the thing is, I get the tops of my feet, but you got to get like the arch of where your foot
right.
goes into your lower leg. That's the part where if you, anything with joints and all that and motion, like if you don't sunscreen that, you're dead. It's, it makes it
also
terrible.
The spray sunscreen sometimes will make you prone to getting burned in weird areas because you actually have to like rub it in.
Yeah, really, that's well. What I forget to do that too. I get cocky with the spray screen because I'm like, oh, I sprayed so much, like I'm good.
Right.
You gotta work it around and wax it in. But yeah, what was the other weird one?
Well, clean the fishing boat or clean a bar. I was just thinking of something stinky.
Fishing boat. Yeah, I mean, yeah, fishing boat would smell, but I feel like cleaning a bar, that's like more detail and like, mm-hmm. I don't know, you've seen all the people that were there and it's kind of like a mental thing, like, oh man, that gross guy was there and I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I never cleaned a bar and I've never cleaned a fishing boat either, but I just feel like cleaning a bar, I guess a bar might be easier because it might be less area depending how big the bar is, but.
Right.
That was a good toss. We both got 4 out of 5, huh?
I know.
Shit, I thought I was going to win for sure.
We did not. I know. I thought you were going to win too, because last time I got 3 out of 5.
This is bullshit.
Oh.
This is the best I'm going to probably do, get 4 out of 5.
You're so mad right now.
Well, yeah, because this is like.
You better go play Ultimate Frisbee then.
Oh, jeez.
That's your punishment.
With White Claws. It's so funny. 4 out of 5. You got to. I'm just pissed that you matched me.
I did.
I figured like you would get me 3 out of 5. I figured you'd get like a good batch too, but. Damn, I gotta up my game. I gotta get weird and shit now because you got a little weird with me.
Well, you could call it weird or you can call it fun.
It is. Yeah, I guess. And, I guess your list is more fun. Mine was more just like
keeping
general.
You on your toes, maybe.
Yeah, you did certainly with sunbathing nude.
I knew it. I knew that one would.
Yeah, you know me too well.
Be a curveball for you.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, we're gonna have to. Up the ante with our this or that's, I think. Next time we circle back
to
this game.
Yeah, next time we play with some more stakes on it because we had to unearth it. We haven't played this game in a while, so
yeah.
Next time we'll have some interesting.
And we need to build in the tiebreaker round.
Oh, yeah.
Because we didn't build in the tiebreaker
round. We actually dodged a bullet there because we didn't put punishments in. If we had tied, normally we tie, we both get punished, so.
I know.
All right.
We walk away easy today. Well, maybe, do you feel like sunbathing nude as your punishment?
Thank God we forgot to put punishments in. Oh, my God.
I would never.
You might.
No. Maybe.
See? I knew you'd be like, maybe I would.
God. No. That'd be like,
I don't know if I'd agree
really
to those terms.
Really cruel. I don't think I could ever get you to agree to that.
No.
Yeah.
You probably couldn't.
Not like, not on a beach where people were clothed. It would have to be like on a nude beach. They have nude beaches.
Oh. you'd have to get a nice chunk of change for me to agree to that. There would have to be money
involved. Stakes?
Yeah, there'd have to be.
Mm.
I don't know. I just don't. I have zero interest in. Not only getting a sun, not only like just laying out there for a suntan. It's one thing if I'm drinking out there the whole day and just enjoying the beach day, obviously. Then you get tan naturally. But to go out there just to go out and sunbathe, just for the purpose of just sunbathing, and doing it, no way.
Yeah.
No way I'm doing it nude.
I know. I won't do it.
All right. I appreciate that.
I'll try not to do it.
Well, think of other fun, evil stuff then instead.
Yeah. There's plenty of other evil activities I could scheme for you.
Yep. Man, that's close call. Thank God we didn't put bets on that.
You got off so easy. I could have picked from this list, and there could have been a lot of fun for you on this list.
Yeah, shit. And if I picked from my list, you would have come out a winner either way. All my stuff was awesome.
It was awesome.
Damn.
Good job.
Crunk. Sneaky. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening and watching.
Thanks for tuning in to our summertime episode. Yep. And enjoy your summer and tune in next week for more fun.
And do fun stuff and do not bathe in the nude.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.